Audio 13, The Badlands of Pisquera. We find Badlands formations in several parts of the central zone of the nature park. However, there are a number of places where the formations have reached a high degree of maturity. The high susceptibility to erosion of the Badlands substrata has resulted in very fragile formations that have taken millions of years to form. Attempting to climb on one, or simply pulling out one of the plants that helps hold their surface structure together, will increase the speed at which the rain and wind do their eroding day after day. The Badlands of Pisquera have been an obligatory stop. Because of the fragility, we advise our visitors to remain on the marked path. This area of the Badlands brings us closer to one of the points of greatest accumulation of salt, or calcium carbonate, which gives a white color to the central depression, known as Bardena Blanca, or White Bardena. These salt crusts are the result of the combination of the abundant salt and gypsum in the geological substrata and the arid climate. When it rains, the salt in the substrata dissolves in the rainwater. Because of the heat and sunlight, the salt is quickly deposited on the surface, each time the deposit becoming thicker. These salt crusts are not always visible. It depends on the time of year, the amount of rain over the previous days, sunlight, and so on. The abundance of salt has a negative effect on crops in the area. The salt prevents roots from absorbing water and in many cases becomes toxic. Some plants, called xeric, meaning able to survive in an arid habitat, have developed structures that allow them to avoid drying out. Structures such as thick cuticles, which provide insulation, hairs or fluffs, scales, thorns, and extensive roots. Other species remain in the form of a seed until the first rains, or they bloom in winter when there is more moisture. Halophytes, meaning salt plants, have gone even a little further. Many of them allow salt to accumulate in their interior, which results in water being absorbed from outside. Many halophytes have glands that excrete salt, and many store water inside, such as the cactus. In Bardenas, we find species displaying a number of these adaptations.